Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Thursday the 9th of January. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Thursday's podcast. This week's podcasts are focusing on the better life that Jesus offers to us. Monday to Wednesday, our reflections have been quite practical in the working out of this better life. And today, a change of tack as we consider love, the very bedrock of this better life. So here's a reflection. Two familiar Bible readings today. First is the call of Jesus to his better life. And the second is how this new life is worked out in our ordinary, everyday, busy lives. So first, these amazing words of Jesus in John's Gospel, chapter 10 and verse 10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This was the Bible verse that the Lord used to draw me to him many, many years ago. Our Christian friends took us to their church and I heard the vicar speak these words in his speech. Only later did I realize that his speech was called a sermon. You see, that's what happens when you have no church background. You don't know the jargon. This became such a key scripture for our ongoing ministry, Trish and myself, helping people understand there is a better life with Jesus. Life is tough for many people today, including followers of Jesus. And we can hear these words, but the battles of life make it hard sometimes for us to experience this better life we hear about and we hear vicars talk about. That's why we need the Bible and worship and prayer and our Christian community to remind us of God's truth and help us see the blessings of this better life through the battles we experience. I love this version from the Message Bible of that verse. I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second Bible reading in this podcast unpacks what's at the heart of this better life, which is love. Chapter 13 of Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth called its readers to re-examine their lives as individuals and as a church community to see if love is at the centre of who they are and the power behind all they do. And the description of love in these verses is one of the most beautiful passages in the New Testament. Paul places it in the middle of his teaching about the gifts of the Holy Spirit in the body of Christ and describing the importance of these gifts for the church to be healthy. Paul is saying that God's gifts are so important, but love is even more important. In fact, verse 31 of chapter 12, he calls love the most excellent way. And he says to the people then and to us today that everything we do should be done in love. So what does this love look like, you might be saying? Come on, Mick, what's it look like really on a Monday? Well, Paul unpacks what it looks like in 16 characteristics of love in these verses 4 to 8a. Here they are from the Message Bible. Ready? Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head, doesn't force itself on others, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel. It takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, always looks for the best, never looks back, but keeps going to the end. Love never dies. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And you know what? Every time I read these verses over the years, and I've read them many times, I am challenged. This is love shown in the life of Jesus. This is the life I am called to live. This is the better life that we've just read in those verses. And every day I fall short, but every day, by God's grace, through his Holy Spirit and with my intent. And you need all three. God's grace, His Holy Spirit, and my intent, I grow in His life of love a little more. Just imagine if these amazing verses were constantly read and learnt and practiced in our homes, our schools, our workplaces, down in Westminster with our politicians. What a different world we would live in. As I write this podcast at the beginning of this new year, our Westminster politics is still fragile after a fractious 2019 and a weary election. We're experiencing growing conflict again in the Middle East, yet more young people have died on our streets over the Christmas season. We still see unprecedented levels of poverty, especially with children, and homelessness in our nation. And the church seems to be irrelevant for many, especially young people, as it seems to have no answers and continues to decline. But not everywhere. You see, there is good news, because just a few days ago we celebrated Christmas Day, and here at SDC we saw just under 4,000 attendances over the five-week Christmas period. Many people taking up the invitation offered to them to come to church and then to come back in the new year. And in this new year, we are now inviting our city to be part of our parenting course, our marriage course, and our Alpha courses this year. Why? Well, simply because of Christmas Day. We are compelled to invite people to experience this better life because of the baby in the manger. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus, love come to earth. You see, love is permanent. Everything else is temporary. And the older I get and the longer I've been following Jesus, the more I understand that the greatest thing in this world is love. Sacrificial, you before me, how can I help you? How can I encourage you? Refreshingly kind, extravagantly generous, love. And Paul ends this great chapter with these words in verse 13 of chapter 13. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the best of the three is love. A prayer for today. Lord, we so need your love in our world today. And I need your love in my life today. May your love fill me every day of this new year and overflow to touch those around me. And in 2020, Lord, let love be the goal of my life. Amen.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart. The only one who could ever say, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.